office space, aircraft parking, and auto parking for customers and employees.
Who's going to decide what's suitable?
Well, I think if he's working on 737s, a grass hut's not suitable. That's easy. If he's working on Piper Cubs, a 60 by, you know, yeah, I was going to say,
I like that language. Where did you find that?
4-1.
Is it in 4-1 too? Also?
Easton says 6,400 square feet.
I think they referenced the airport in here somewhere.
Easton also says the county may establish hangar square footage requirements on a case-by-case basis on the scope of the repair facility requested, so I don't really like that kind of language. But
John, you have what, a 60 by 60?
Livingston County Airport.
50 by 60. 50.9 interior, 50 by 60 inside.
So would that be suitable for a business to come in and do a maintenance shop in that size?
That is what you're going to do.
What is the size of the hangar here?
I've got three aircraft in there. I've got the PT.
Yeah, there's a couple different sizes.
140, and then the amphibian. And that's about all you can get in there.
The first one north is
too low wing in
the Delta building.
It's 3,600.
Yeah.
LifeNet.
We had a commercial operation in there for years.
Yeah.
3,600 square foot.
Yeah, there's a couple 2,500 square foot hangars beyond that that could be leased.
Which one-man operation could work out very well. There's adequate parking there. There's adequate aircraft parking.
There's a minimum.
Okay. And that's the smallest thing available in this airport outside of a T-hanger, which really wouldn't be appropriate for commercial operation, right?
I don't know.
So is
tell me, would the T-hanger next to John, is that okay if somebody operates a maintenance business out of there?
He was just saying no to the T-hanger is not really acceptable. And then what you said at the very end there, Larry, the T-hanger is probably for the...
I can't hardly imagine where most T-hangers are constructed is going to allow any kind of parking.
Well, and I think if you add the bathroom requirements that was just read and the parking spaces, that's going to drive the building size.
I still like Julie's language, regardless of Jim's wanting to define everything. I like the language. You give a little bit of interpretation. And the county is going to be having to issue a business license, correct?
Not
having to approve a license for them to operate on this airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
To take that into effect, and is it appropriate for the business that a person is wanting to put in?
And then you have the restrictions on the lease as well.
It may very well be somebody want to come and set up an operation doing fabric work and doing restorations on Piper Cubs, and they're going to become the East Coast expert on rebuilding Piper Cubs. And they could have the small, and if so, when the county takes that into effect, it issuing them a license, or is that what you're going to call it, a license or permit to
an operating
business
permit
out here?
Mm-hmm. How many square feet is a T-hanger? Because that's the smallest anybody could ever have.
1,700.
Right?
It's.
I don't think.
You don't have to give a specific square footage. You can say something like we've said in the other ones that to fit the smallest aircraft, worked on or something like that. If you start using words like suitable and other things that are judgment calls on the county's part, then I think we're opening ourselves up to complaints that, well, you said this was suitable and you tell me I'm not suitable, I think I'm being unjustly discriminated against.
It's too subjective.
And then you have to explain all that. Or if you've got something more specific, you can say, well, you didn't meet this requirement. You didn't meet this requirement.
So are you looking for something like a square footage, like 4,000? Unless
it doesn't have to be a square footage. Like I said, You could make it like we did the other ones that...
Well, if we said something like 4,000...
Fully enclosed, the smallest aircraft worked on.